Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take five before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
It dropped back down to 36.5, so people started hammering that under 37.5 goes right back down for you. So a little pinball machine with the total of 10 minutes to kick between the Titans and the Steelers. So we will, of course, be focused on that. We've got plenty of other things going on. There's some NBA games. There's some college football games. We have, in the second hour, we'll talk about some of the college football for this weekend and the NFL. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159, here with you on a Thursday night. Mike Carver, Joe Lisi joins me momentarily. And we've got the Titans and the Steelers coming up. In the college, we've got a couple of actually decent games tonight. They're in the second quarter in Lubbock, where the Red Raiders, Joe's Red Raiders, lead TCU 10-7 right now. About 9 minutes left to go in the first half. TCU does have a fourth and short at the Texas Tech 25. We'll see if they're kicking or going for it. Wake leads Duke 7-0 in the first quarter. We spoke about this game last night, and we saw the 12.5. We saw a questionable situation for Riley Leonard. And sure enough, as soon as the word started to get around earlier today that Leonard wasn't going to be going tonight, and he had a little bit more of an ankle injury, that line moved down to 6.5. So from 12.5 to 6.5 with Leonard out. And sure enough, Wake up 7-0 on Duke, who's playing a freshman quarterback. -1.5 for Duke right now live. 41.5 is the total in that one. And then we have the Sun Belt game as well in our trio of college football, where South Alabama, we got catching the 5.5 on the road at Troy, up 7-0. And they have a 4th-and-1 at the Troy 34. Go for it here. Let's go. Go for it. Keep the football. We'll see what the Jaguars decide to do there. NBA, only 4 games tonight. The Sixers lead the Raptors 50-47, about 3 minutes left in the first half. Sixers live -6.5. The Pistons and the Pelicans are going to tip in Nollins in about 5 minutes. -4.5 there. No Zion tonight for New Orleans. That totals 215.5. Magic and the Jazz in Utah. Jazz, of course, played last night. They won against the Grizz. Magic have been on the West Coast trip. And they are 2-point road favorites tonight in Utah. And then late night, the Spurs are in Phoenix for the second time in 3 days. Of course, they were there Tuesday night, had the crazy fourth quarter comeback win. Tonight, the Suns -9.5, and it looks like they're going to get Booker in there along with Durant. So 228.5 is the total. Wembanyama and the crew looking to square off. In the NHL, massive night, as usual, on a Thursday. The Islanders on the road in Washington have a 2-0 lead on the Caps. They scored a couple of quick goals in the first period there. They're -700 live. 5.5 the total. You know, that total was, I saw some places had that Islander Capital total at 6.5 tonight, which is way too high for an Islander game. You see any Islander game with a 6.5, you go to the under. Now, there's a lot of game left here. Things could happen. Capitals aren't that good this year. But any Islander game under a 6.5, you got to run to the window and make sure you take care of business. The Jackets lead the Lightning 1-0. They're at the end of the first. Scoreless in the second in Detroit between the Panthers and the Red Wings. Hurricanes and the Rangers 1-1. End of the first at the Garden. Still a pick'em right there. Kings lead the Senators 1-0 into the first. The Leafs and the Bruins are late in the first period, scoreless. So Leafs-Bruins, you get a live over 4.5. You're going to pay a little bit for it, minus 156. But that's a decent live over spot between those two teams. And then several games yet to face off. Devils and Wild any moment at the XL in St. Paul. Devils a small road favorite. The Stars off a win in Calgary last night are in Edmonton tonight. Oilers, of course, got McDavid back over the weekend at the outdoor game, and they're minus 156. Stars have been excellent here to start the year. I know it's a back-to-back spot, but I do lean to the Stars, plus the 130 tonight. Predators are in Seattle. Montreal's in Arizona. Montreal, both those teams haven't been that bad to start the year. Vegas is 9-0-1, and they're minus 137 late night tonight at the T-Mobile against Winnipeg. And Vancouver and San Jose at the Tank, real late night, 10:40 East face-off there, 7:40 local out in California. Minus 235, Vancouver road favorites over the Sharks. The Sharks suck, and Vancouver's beating them some ungodly number of games. Remember Gabe telling Pharrell this afternoon. They've got a long win streak against the San Jose Sharks, that's for sure. So we have a lot going on here. Thursday night football about to kick. I've got some first touchdowns for you, of course, as always with the primetime games. We've got one on each side. That we will do when we come back on the other side of the break. We have three college football games, a couple of NBA. The dopey NBA in-season tournament starts tomorrow as well. The first round games, like whatever you want to call them, qualification round, knockout round. I don't know what they're actually calling that. The group stage play, I guess. I guess that's what they're calling it. Group stage play starts in the NBA in-season tournament. I actually have a couple of looks for that, believe it or not. I'm trying to keep myself interested in it. And I do have a couple teams that I think it might be worth a spot to look at it, some splashy numbers. So we'll try to bring that up as well at some point along the way, even with the football on. I know Joe's not going to like that, but on a football night. But we'll have to. That thing starts tomorrow. We got to put some kind of a play in for who's going to win that in-season tournament for the NBA. And the golf today. How about the golf? We had a couple guys up there at the top initially, and they're very much in the mix, including Justin Suh, including Cameron Young, who's actually the live betting favorite at 5-1. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio on a Thursday night. We'll come back. Steelers and Titans about to kick off. We're back after this on the grid.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159. Business. Yeah! On a Thursday night on the grid, 844-843-6879 is the number. Carver and Lisi. Carver with you. Lisi joins momentarily as he's finishing up his Pro Football Today pregame stuff, and he will get to us. We've got the Steelers and the Titans, which kicks off momentarily here. So we got a couple first tutties for you. I usually do one for each team, of course, on the primetime games. Pretty good. We've had a pretty good month, or 6 weeks or so, that's for sure. More hits than misses. Tonight on the Steelers side, we're going with Najee Harris. Now, there's a lot of different numbers all over for Harris. I actually saw on FanDuel they have Harris right now. If we can quickly bring this back up, of course. Sometimes things work and sometimes things don't. Right now they have Harris at plus 650. I got a real good number because another house had 9 and I boost with a boost up to 1150. So I got a pretty good number on Harris for first touchdown score. And I also played Okonkwo, the tight end for Tennessee. And there's no chance I'm trying to say his first name. But Okonkwo, who Levis looked at a lot. He had 5 targets last week in the win over the Falcons. So we're going to try to get him in the mix. I got it at 19-1, and he's sitting at 20-1 right now over on FanDuel. So those are my first touchdown plays for tonight. I've got several other things in the barn. I got lots of pickings tonight. I got him for 80+. I even played Okonkwo yards for 50+ as well. So we have several things cooking, and we have the SGP that me and Matias did last night. Joe missed out on the SGP, but we made sure to do it, which is Henry anytime touchdown, Deontay Johnson over 4.5 catches, Pickens over 60 yards, and Will Levis 200+ yards on the alt, which was a +1216 SGP that we usually do every week for the risk free on FanDuel. You like it, Matias. You like it. You like it, baby.
It sounds good. It sounds good. Let's go.
And it would really stick in Joe's craw if the week that he doesn't do it and me and you do it, it ends up hitting. That would bother him to no end. So, not that I want to gas Joe up or anything.
Yeah, he'd get a little salty, wouldn't he?
He would get extremely salty if the week me and you did it, it ends up coming through. Bother him a lot. All right, they are out on the field here. I see touchdown Kenny. Of course, left the game on Sunday with a rib injury. Said he was good to go, ready to rock. Cameron Hayward is back for the Steelers as well. So let's get it on here at the place the Steelers play. Hayward's been out since week one with the groin. Mike Vrabel, very good against the spread as an underdog. Kenny Pickett, 6-0, primetime against the spread. So touchdown Kenny, likes it under the lights. Tomlin got the he's got like the brown Carhartt jacket on tonight. I mean, look at this guy. It's got to be a cold night in Pittsburgh, but they're all ready to go here, and the Steelers are going to get the rock first, and away we go on Thursday night football, Steelers and the Titans here. Also in the, what did TCU end up doing? Now, how did Texas, TCU was deep in Texas Tech territory, down 3, and now it's 17-7. Texas Tech leading. So I just want to quickly take a look and see what we missed there while we were ramping up for the football as out trots touchdown Kenny and the crew. So 25-yard pass from Morton to Price. What did TCU do on the drive before? They missed the field goal. Wow. Kel missed a 43-yarder for TCU. Texas Tech takes it the other way. They now are up 10, 17-7, about 3:45 to go in the first half. Texas Tech live now, -7.5. Wake still holding on to a 7-0 lead over Duke. Duke does have the football in Wake Forest territory right now. And South Alabama leads Troy 7-0. Bit of a rock fight there. They've got the ball deep in their own end as that total's got it at 40.5. They played a 10-6 game last year, South Alabama and Troy. So that was a game that we did like to the under tonight. We talked about that last night on the show. Harris gets the first touch for the Steelers, as typical. We're going to run it. They moved Matt Canada from the booth to the sideline for this game. Everybody in Pittsburgh hates Matt Canada because he's an awful offensive coordinator. And sure enough, they try to get a little screen going to Harris, and that does not work at all. Busted up by Autry. So big third down here for them. So Canada going to the sideline. I don't know how much that matters. They're showing him now. I mean, whatever. So he's going to call different plays because he's on the sideline? I think that there's probably being too much made of that, to be quite honest with you, but whatever makes them happy there in Pittsburgh front office. 58-49 now at the half in Philly between the Sixers and the Raptors. -10.5 for Philly, and this was 8.5 pregame. We thought that maybe the Steelers. I got the Steelers on my mind as Allen Robinson picks up a first down catch. The Sixers would lean on the Raptors a little bit here. Raptors on a back-to-back. They blasted the Bucks last night at home. Thought that it was probably too many points for them here. So a 9-point lead at the half for the Sixers, and they're laying 10.5 live. They're underway in Nollins, where the Pelicans lead the Pistons 18-7. 17. No Zion for them tonight. Pistons with an awful loss at home to the Trailblazers last night. And the Pelicans had a nice come-from-behind win to beat the Thunder last night on the road. So there you go. More screens for the Steelers. This one does work, though. As Jalen Warren picks up a couple yards, he's actually pretty close to a first. So the Steelers are moving down the field here. Both of these defenses do give up a lot in terms of passing yardage. So as low as that total is, and you think of the Steelers and the Titans as blue-collar football, they're going to run it, they're going to do this. Both of these teams, I think, have an opportunity to throw a little bit here. That's for sure. As the Steelers are, hey, look, Steelers are already, and they're 3 minutes, not even 3 minutes into this game. So good start for Pittsburgh here as they cross the 50, and they are on the move here against the Titans. So nice stuff to see. -4.5 for the Steelers live. All right, so we're going to come back, and we have a bunch of other things to get to. Joe's going to join me momentarily, and we will get his thoughts. I know he's happy about Texas Tech being up 10 right now. We're going to do a little bit of the college. Of course, always on Thursday nights, we look at the games that aren't good enough for tomorrow's show on the Pick Show. And it's such a massive week in college football. There's 6 or 7 just heavyweight games that we have to talk about, including Alabama, LSU, Washington, USC. We got the Bedlam game between Oklahoma and Oklahoma State, Kansas and Texas Tech. Texas and Kansas State. Apologies there. Got our first referee sighting of the night. John Hussey's doing the game tonight. Offsides declined. Steelers moving the football again. They pick up another first down now, getting themselves deep into Titan territory. And Georgia and Mizzou. And I got a tweet today from the show last night that I basically said Georgia was going to blast Mizzou, and I didn't really give anything on it. You're absolutely right. I didn't. I was flying through things, and I'm going to fix that tonight, as we will get into some reasons why I think Georgia could potentially blast Mizzou coming up on Saturday between the hedges here. Touchdown Kenny running for his life here as he throws one away. 11:45 to go. And a flag as well. So we'll see who this one is on when we come back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Yeah. And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM Channel 159. Great to have you with us here on the grid on a Thursday night. Of course, we have Thursday night football going on, and we have a score. And we are once again going to the window for our first touchdown bet in a primetime game as Najee Harris gets in to kick things off for the Steelers. 7-0 lead. Harris up the middle. That was after a really nice catch by Deontay Johnson to get them down there inside the 10. Harris then finishes it off. Steelers up 7-0. -6.5 live now for Pittsburgh. 40.5 is the total. And that is a beautiful start to the evening. Great drive by the Steelers. Touchdown Kenny leads them right down the field. We get Harris to cash the first touchdown. What a way to go here. And I think we finally have Joe joining us. I feel like I haven't talked to Joe all week, at least here on this show. Joe, how are you, my man? Uh-oh. I don't think we do have Joe. Yeah, it's all right. We'll get Joe cooking. Is Joe finishing up doing the Pro Football Today pregame. So, 7-0, Titans will get the rock. Total ticks up to 40.5 after that opening drive touchdown for the Steelers. Always nice to go to the window on the first drive of the game. That is always very helpful. Texas Tech is looking for more. They are up 17-7, 1:48 to go in the first half. They have a 3rd and 17 at the TCU 36. Probably a little far out for their kicker. If they could just get half of that on 3rd down, they'd have themselves in distance to at least extend this thing out. Extend to maybe a 20-7 lead over the Frogs. The Red Raiders -10.5 live, 54.5 live total. Wake Forest and Duke now tied at 7 as Duke has responded in that one. 7-7 game, 11.5 minutes to go in the first half. Duke live -3.5, total at 44.5. Troy and South Alabama still 7-0 in that one, with still pretty much the entire second quarter to go. 13.5 minutes till halftime down at Troy. That total is slowly going down at 38.5 now. South Alabama now the live favorite at -1.5. Here comes Will Levis and the Titan offense. And another flag. Already got the flags out here. We're not even 5 minutes into the game. We're 3 or 4 flags deep with Hussey's crew. Let's see what he's got for us here. Ooh, a little personal foul. Personal foul, I think that's receiving team. That's going to back the Titans up even further to get things going. So first down for Levis, and they are going to be probably inside their own 15 or 10, I would have to guess at this point. NBA, only 2 games currently going on. They've started the second half in Philly, and the Raptors have come out hot. Can we get a little Siakam here to get things going? At least in the second half, the guy, we got him for some points tonight, and he only had 2 in the first half. Could we get this guy cooking at least? Oh, he's up to 4 now, so there you go. Raptors down 3. Sixers still live, -7.5. So, yes, the Titans will start this drive at their own 10 after that personal foul penalty. It will be Derrick Henry as they want to run it. They're going to run it. Let's establish it here with Big Derrick. Pelicans up 28-20 on the Pistons in the early going. So with no Zion in tonight, who's been doing the work here for him? Matt Ryan doing some work. 11 points early for the Pelicans. 3 for 3 from downtown. Look out. McCollum out early, too, with 5 points, including a 3 for New Orleans. Now they're going to let Will Levis throw the football a little bit. Yeah, right to Henry. He had no time there whatsoever. Quick check down to Henry over the middle. And another flag. I mean, geez, can we play? Can we play the game a little bit here? God, and they're showing Watt on the screen. I obviously can't hear what they're talking about. Personal foul, roughing the passer on the Steelers. So that'll get him out of the shadow of their goal. It's on TJ Watt. Let's see how bad this call is. So Watt's coming around the end. Yeah, that's an awful call. The ball was gone about a half a second. What do they want him to do there? How is he not supposed to hit the guy there? That can't be serious, that call. Matisse, did you see that call? Did you see that on that?
I know Matisse
has got some things going on. He's trying to get Joe up here. But, man, that's not protecting the quarterback. The ball was out of his hands for about a second and a half. Where do they want Watt to go on a play like that?
I think it's because he actually didn't. He landed on him kind of hard. You know what?
Somebody landed on him hard. Give me down. A break.
Yeah, that's what they're doing, man. I don't like it. But if they have to put their hands down when they fall,
landed on him hard.
Doing that.
I know they've called that a bunch, but jeez, you gotta be kidding me! It's just too much at some points. And listen, my guy gets it as well. There's been some ones that they've called. On Josh, you know, that Josh Allen's been hit with in Buffalo that, I mean, I'm going to take it, obviously, but you scratch your head. You just can't understand what they're doing here. So Levis now out firing, and another flag. We got to be 6 or 7 flags in here. It's not even halfway through the first quarter.
We got
a lot of flags already here. That's got probably either a pass interference or a defensive hold. Hands to the face. So the Steelers are kindly moving the Titans up the field. An illegal contact they call on Peterson. So they started this drive at their own 10. They're now going to have a first and 10 at about the, I guess, the 35. So they're giving him 25 free yards, basically, after their own penalty pushed him back there. Levis with the fist pump. I want to see him complete some of those deep passes like he did last week. Let's find Hopkins deep here, Matias. I know you got Hopkins cooking in a few things. Wouldn't mind to see Hopkins get involved. Yeah, they're on their own 40 now, so 30 yards, excuse me. They've basically handed them on this drive. Ooh, he's going to... They are getting real close to him, too. They are in Levis's kitchen every single time he's dropped back to pass so far. That's going to be a long night for him if that stays up. They need to get some kind of blocking behind him, or things are going to get real ugly real fast, because I could see the sack fumble coming. It's coming for the Steelers. Can we live bet that? Will there be a strip sack fumble? Because you could just see it going right now. Raptors have now tied the 76ers in Philly. So the Sixers have crumbled here out of the halftime break to where the game is now tied. It's still only 4 points for Siakam, 20 points for Scottie Barnes, 11 points for Dennis Schroeder. On the Sixers side of things, 16 from Tobias Harris. How about a Tobias Harris having a night here? 16 with a couple of threes out of the gates. The hockey we haven't checked in a little while. 3-0 Islanders now with a minute left in the second period. The Lightning have now jumped ahead of Columbus 2-1. They were down 1-0 before. Still scoreless in Detroit with about 3 minutes to go in the second period. If this stays scoreless after two, we will absolutely try to get ourselves a little live over with the Panthers and the Red Wings. It's over 3.5 at plus 148 right now. We will try to get ourselves involved in this total. I usually like those spots. Scoreless after two periods, whatever the total is there. There's a few live betting NHL spots that I absolutely love, and that's one of them. Another one being heavy pregame favorite. That one's another one that I like. Sometimes I like him to down a goal after the first. So the Titans are going for this on 4th-and-1, and Henry picks it up. So Levis had a little screen that got them to about midfield. It was a 4th-and-1. They worked quickly, got the ball out to Henry on the sweep, and he picks it up. So a first down for the Titans in Steelers territory. And Henry's tapping the helmet. Get me out. He's gassed. That's all right. Get sharp in there. Let's go here. Just get in the end zone. How about that? Can we get Henry in the end zone? Can we get Hopkins? That's what we need, right? We need Hopkins. Kings up 3-0 on Ottawa. Rangers and the Hurricanes still 1-1 with about 5 minutes to go in the second period in that one. Bruins have scored against the Leafs. They are now early in the second. It is 1-0 Boston in that game. And the Devils have already jumped out to a 2-0 lead in Minnesota on the Wild, as they are in the late stages of the first half. Another flag in the football game with Spears. Are they going to get the Steelers again here? What? Personal foul, face mask on the Steelers. Steelers having a rough drive here. Rough drive. They had 15 yards on a TJ Watt roughing the passer, 10 yards on illegal contact, and now another 15 yards on a face mask on Joey Porter Jr. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. So there's a lot going on in this football game. We mentioned how there's been so many penalties on this drive for the Steelers. They average, they just put the graphic on the screen, they average 5.1 penalties per game going into week 9 here. 5.1 per game. They have 5 penalties on this drive, this opening drive by the Tennessee Titans. The Steeler defense has been hit for 5 flags already. So the Titans now have a 3rd and 5 at the Steeler 10. They tried some crazy play just before on first down. They threw it back to D-Hop. He was looking to throw. Nothing was there. He was able to get 5 yards out of it. So Levis now trying to get them in the end zone or at least pick them up a first down so that this drive can continue. This has been a very long drive for the Titans. Obviously, had a ton of penalties in it, and another flag has been thrown. Now, this one I think is going to be a hold. TJ Watt comes up. He sacked him. It's got to be a hold on the Titans, I would have to assume. Steelers are all high-fiving after the Watt sack, and yes, it looks like that is on the Titans. The penalties decline. It's going to be 4th down, and Vrabel and the crew are going to have to kick. So a long drive that was aided by just tons of penalties on Pittsburgh is going to end here in a field goal attempt, and that was a hands to the face. I mean, the guy took Watt's helmet off, the right tackle. Levis had nowhere to go. End of the story there. So 7-0, and they're going to line up for a field goal. Live numbers now are the Steelers -5.5. Here comes Nick Folk, the Folk hero, who is 16-for-16 this year for Tennessee. We've had kicking problems for a while. 39.5, the live total. Assuming that they're building in right now that he's going to make this field goal. See if the numbers move around a little bit after that. For Folk, at the place the Steelers play, the closed end down here, and it is up and good. So 7-3 now, with just under 3 minutes to go in the first quarter in Pittsburgh, -5.5 and 39.5. So both teams with some long drives go right down the field to start. One of them heavily penalty aided there. 20-7 now. Texas Tech added that field goal on their last drive. So they're at the half in Lubbock, 20-7, -12.5 live for the Red Raiders. 54.5 is the live total. Wake Forest has gotten in the end zone again. They have a 14-7 lead on Duke. Duke live -2.5, 48.5 the total. And we also have a touchdown for Troy. Troy has gotten in. So 7 up there with about 7.5 minutes to go. Lots of sevens. Sevens are wild in Troy. 7-7 game, 7.5 minutes to go in the first half. -3.5, Troy live, 41.5 is the live total. On the NBA side of things, back and forth between the Sixers and the Raptors, 75-73 now, with just under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. And the Pelicans have a 10-point lead on Detroit, 41-31. That with about 10 minutes left in the first half down at the Smoothie in Nollins. -8.5 live for New Orleans. And in the hockey, I was giving you all the hockey before we went to the last break. Unfortunately for us, the Panthers did score a goal right at the end of that second period in Detroit. So 1-0 Panthers, still 3.5 live, -102 to the over. So one in, you need 3 goals in the third period. Your hope there is that you get a 2-2 game to cash it. Although you could get, you know what? You can get that obviously with a 3-1, a little empty netter, 2-1 game. But either way, you need some pucks to get in the net in Detroit. 1-1 Hurricanes and Rangers. That live total's 4.5. The Bruins have scored again, so they are all over the Maple Leafs here early in the second. 2-0 Bruins. Leafs live, +2.5 goals at -122, +470 on the money line. And the Devils at the end of one have a 2-0 lead in Minnesota. You still have Stars, Oilers, Predators, Kraken, Canadiens, Coyotes, Jets, Vegas, Vancouver, San Jose. A big night on the ice on a Thursday. All right. We await kickoff here for drive number 3. So each team has had the ball once. Each team has scored. 7-3 Steelers, -5.5. Now let's look, because FanDuel did give you a live token tonight for a live bet. 30% boost live. What do we want to use this on? Let's see if we can find something interesting for us here. The total's 39.5. Got some anytime tutties that we can play live. Steelers, I like this. They got these live things. Steelers second drive, player to catch a pass on the Steelers second drive. Johnson plus 150, Pickens plus 187, Jalen Warren 3-1, Allen Robinson plus 350. He caught one on the first drive. Najee Harris 5-1, Connor Hayward plus 550. Man, you can get it. You can get a action on anything, man. Every single play has a little bit of juice on it now in these games. The Steelers come out running it. Why not? I mean, they move the ball so well through the air. You might as well. Might as well run it a little bit. You got Hayward in there. 2.5 to go in the first quarter. I'll probably have to wait till the break to find something that I'm going to use this live token on. Henry anytime is plus 130. Which is about where it was pregame. It was plus 120, plus 125. If we can get that boosted over 2, I would consider. The boost only gets it to plus 169 right now. So we want to try to get a little bit more. I'm already in enough on this Okonkwo. I don't want to go deeper there. That's just an awful pass by Pickett was being chased down, threw it at the guy's feet. So a 3rd and 8 here for the Steelers. All right. We will start to get into some other things as well, especially in hour number 2. We're going to do a lot of the college football. We're going to do the weekly specials for the NFL. A few lines that have obviously moved. I'm very surprised at where this Bill Bengal line has gone on the roller coaster the last couple of days. We mentioned before Sunday's games last week, the Bills were like an early look ahead, minus 1.5. The Bengals beat up the 49ers, and that got them to 1.5-point favorites. It got as high as 3. Then you saw it start to trickle down, went to Bengals minus 2.5. And now, as we sit here on Thursday night, Bengals minus 1.5. So this line is now moving back in the direction towards the Bills. 78% of the money on the Bengals, 67% of the bets so far. We still have a few days to go before that number actually makes a lot of sense. But with the way that the Bills have played the last 4 or 5 weeks, it is very surprising that number has moved back down to 1.5. It really is. The Bengals have looked good. They came off the bye. They throttled the 49ers. The Bills have had problems scoring. They've got tons of starters out on defense. They can't stop anybody. And they're going to slow down Joey Silk on Sunday night? That just doesn't make a lot of sense to me. But the line's giving me a little pause. I've been saying all week I think the Bills are going to lose by 2+ touchdowns in this game. The line's telling me differently. The line's telling me Vegas thinks that Bengals are going to have a problem in this game at home. I don't see it. I really don't. I think the Bills, and they've added a couple guys this week, there's no doubt. Douglas from the Packers, really good corner, a major upgrade over the guys that they were putting out there. That's going to help them in the secondary. Linval Joseph to kind of plug up the middle. They get him off the street. Now, he did the same thing last year. He, like, waited basically until November, went and played for the Eagles and played really well. So he's doing the same thing this year, comes in. I mean, Adam Kaplan was telling me and Pharrell earlier he thinks he might even play this week. He did it last year with the Eagles when he signed. So he could plug up the middle, something that the Bills have had a big problem with so far this year. But the line is extremely puzzling to me just because I don't see the Bills getting stops. And you've already had a little bit of talking back and forth. Obviously, there were some things here between these two teams last year. They're going back to Cincinnati for the first time since the DeMar Hamlin situation. Then they played a couple weeks later in the playoffs. Bills got trounced at home. There was some belly aching about the game was in the snow. I saw Tyler Boyd bring that up this week for the Bengals, that they complained about it. I mean, it was their home field. That's supposed to be the Bills' advantage. You see, that's also been a problem the last few years. The Bills are built as a dome team, but they play outside in the cold and snow of Western New York. But their offense is built like they're a dome team. That's what happens when you got a quarterback like that. But I'm not seeing it. So God bless you if you want to go to the window with the Bills. I do think this is an over, 49.5. I think there's going to be lots of points in this game. but I think the majority of those points are going to be scored by the Cincinnati Bengals. At least if that offense runs like it did in San Francisco, I think they're going to get in the 30s against that Bills defense with how banged up and hurt they are. I mean, who's covering these guys? Hope Douglas is ready to go. Roll him right out there. Follow him. Make sure that's it. So that's your Sunday night game. The Raider line has gone to -1.5. Daniel Jones is going to play for the Giants. The total's 37.5. You're going to get Aiden O'Connell. I like that they're putting the kid in there. We've already said I'm back in the Raiders. The change of coach going to make a difference. Usually you see a little bit of juice out of a team after that happens, especially when the interim coach is a pretty fiery guy like Antonio Pierce is.
They added a basketball hoop in the locker room, Carver.
I saw that today. Adams was kind of making fun of it. He was like, you know what they're going to say? We care more about this than the game. Right? Wasn't he doing something like that?
You know what? There's going to be haters, but at the same time, I thought it was some good stuff. You know, bringing the vibe up in the locker room, Devontae Adams smiling in the locker room. You know, it's a step in the right direction.
Anything to build morale around that team right now, that's for sure. They need whatever they can get at this point. And I think they can get a win against the Giants on Sunday. And I know the Giants are getting some pieces back, key pieces. Jones, looks like Andrew Thomas as well on their offensive line. But I think this is a spot where you get a little bit of an inspired effort out of the Raiders at home. It was a quick 3-and-out for the Steelers. They kicked the ball back to Tennessee already. Tennessee has a 1st and 19 now after a penalty. 7-3, 1:48 to go in the first quarter. Steelers -5.5 live and 39.5 is the live total as they got one of their linemen going into the blue tent right now. I did not see who that was, 78. They are backed up inside their own 10, just as they were last drive, and then you had several Steeler penalties that helped move them down the field. So they can't expect that all night. Eventually, Will Levis is going to have to make some plays like he did last week as they hand off to Henry on 1st and 19. He gets pretty much all of it back. It'll be 2nd and 10. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com. I
wish that I could fly. And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159, here with you. Somebody's getting carted off for the Steelers. 55, it looks like, as they bring them on out on the cart. So not a good scene there for them. The Titans have a 1st and 10. Just under a minute to go in the first quarter. It's been a long first quarter, of course, because there's been 600 penalties in the quarter. But a 1st and 10 for Will Levis at their own 34-yard line. So let's see if they've gotten, obviously, a lot of help with and another flag. Another flag. Oh, my goodness. False start. This time it's actually on the Titans. So Vrabel shaking his head. Just, there's no flow in his game. Please. Put him on. Can we go 2 plays without a flag? Is that possible in this game? Just 2 plays. That's all I'm asking for. I'm not asking for much. Just go a couple plays without a flag. So 1st and 15 now for Tennessee as they get backed up. There's under 10 seconds left, but they do have to snap it before the end, and they do. And he gets it over the middle. Not a bad play. I mean, he got crunched on that play, Levis. But he was able to get it off right over the middle. So it'll be about 2nd and under 5 when they come back. End of the first quarter, 7-3 Steelers, -3.5 Steelers live. 38.5 is the live total. We'll come back. We got another hour to go. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 159. We're back after this.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.